The term Messiah comes from the Hebrew word Mashiach, which means the anointed one. It refers to the ancient practice of anointing kings with oil when they took the throne. For Jews, the Messiah is the one who will be anointed as king in the end of days. According to Mr. Takim, though, different Jews have different opinions on how to deal with the idea of the Messiah.
It is very interesting, by the way, that the Orthodox Jews, ultra-Orthodox Jews, believe that nobody should establish the state of Israel, that Zionism is wrong, because it is the Messiah who will do it. The only thing that they do to prepare is that when they have the Seder meal of a Passover, they leave the door open, because they believe the prophet Elijah will come and he will herald, or he will bring the coming of the Messiah.
Christians believe that these Jewish prophecies refer to a spiritual savior, Jesus of Nazareth. Christians believe that all messianic prophecies concerning Jesus' first coming to earth were fulfilled in the mission, death, and resurrection of Christ. They seek to spread throughout the world their interpretation that the Messiah is the only savior and that Jesus will return to fulfill his prophecy in human form.
The second coming would be glorious, visible, all humanity would see him, and this appearance, this second coming of Christ would be followed by the eternal life.
In Christianity as well, there are differing views surrounding when the Savior will return. Some believe that peace and justice has to overtake the world before Jesus comes back. Others, though, believe Jesus will return and he will be the one to bring justice and harmony to mankind. The first group believes all mankind should become Christian for peace and justice to prevail.
They try and make everybody Christians. Wherever Americans go to war, evangelists or fundamentalists go with them to try and convert people, whether it is in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, my own country is in Tanzania, everywhere. The idea is that Jesus will come only after people become Christians. Worst is that the idea that only they are holding the truth. So in other words, they look down upon others.
I have written individual books about Imam al-Mahdi.
Every year since 2005, Iran has held an international conference on the Mahdism doctrine, with a view to develop the culture of waiting for the Messiah. And it supports research and cultural works of other scholars to increase the knowledge about Mahdi, both in Iran and abroad.
Very famous Muslim country.
This year, 81 international experts from different religions and a host of Iranian specialists gathered to discuss the issue. And the slogan for this year's event, "He will come if we want."
مقاله فارسی دریافت کردیم و از خارج تعداد مقالات پذیرفته شده که افرادش دعوت شدن حدود 81 نفر بوده که چند نفر نمیتونن بیان، یعنی موفق به دریافت ویزا نشدن، یعنی از طرف جمهوری اسلامی اینها موفق نشدن ویزا دریافت بکنن، فلذا چند تا نتونستن بیان که سرجم چی الان 75 تا ما مهمان خارجی شرکت کننده در همایش داریم.
In his inaugural address, Iran's parliament speaker Ali Larijani described the just, equal society that will prevail after the Mahdi arrives.
اگر ما از عدالت سخن بگیم، عدالت به تعریفی است که در تفکر بزرگان ما به همین دلیل شاید است که در زمان ظهور ما مواجه هستیم با عدالت مجسم، چون اون زمان استعدادها محقق شده است. هیچ وجهی از استعدادهای زمینی و انسانی نیستی محقق نشده باشد.
We took the opportunity to speak to participants from different faiths and we asked them if they saw any commonalities between their belief on the Messiah and Islam's.
With the Shia world, We have a more than one point in common. We have the same feeling, the same approach to expectation. There are not so many discrepancies. It is very nice to speak. We have the same atmosphere when we talk about it.
It's very curious that the three monotheist religion, Jews, Christianity and Islamic, are waiting for somebody. Jews are waiting for a Messiah, but not Messiah as a god. Islamic are waiting for a Mehdi, and we Christian, we are waiting for Christ. But the specificity of the Christianity is to focus on the person of Christ.
We wanted to look away from the three main religions and see how other faiths view the idea of the Saviour. So we turned to the oldest divine religion in Iran, Zoroastrianism.
در متون ما آمده سومین سوشیانس یا در حقیقت سوشیانس آخرین کسی هست که با یک نماد معنوی به جنگ می‌پردازه. و اون نماد معنوی چیزی نیست جز آشموگی. آشموگی به معنی بدعت‌های نادرست دینیه. بدعت‌های نادرستی که حول هسته مرکزی و نورانی یک دین رو می‌گیرند و در حقیقت اون رو غیر شفاف و تاریک می‌کنند برای جهانیان. و سوشیانس کسی هست که با جلوه پیدا کردن خودش این غبار رو از اون حقیقت دین پاک می‌کنه و باعث میشه حقیقت ادیان دوباره جلوه پیدا بکنند و شاهد گسترش و جهانی شدن نیکی به صورت کامل خودش در جهان باشه.
One thing that's common between all these faiths is the sense of obligation, whether in your daily life or on a broader social level, to pave the way for the return of the Saviour, the Mahdi or the Messiah.
Both on individual personal level, each of us have to prepare. From there, the family has to prepare. So you are part of a family, the family unit has to prepare. The society has to prepare, the country has to prepare, and in effect the whole world, the whole creation has to prepare. So we can't affect the whole creation. We can only affect ourselves and the people around us.
The preparation that is needed is that write Mahdiism, speak about Mahdiism, and produce programs about Mahdiism in a way that is comfortable and acceptable for all religions and sects. What I mean is that we need to use that terminology and that type of concepts which other can understand.